let's begin with two readings. I'm going to start with a scripture reading from the Gospel of Matthew. I'm reading from chapter 22, verses 36 through 40, and I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. Hear now these words. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all of your soul and with all of your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the laws of the prophets. May we add meaning and understanding to the reading of these words. I'd also just like to share a brief reading from Eleanor Roosevelt. It's a quote from the Eleanor Roosevelt papers, a group of things that were put together by a lot of her different writings. And in it, Eleanor says this, when you love people very much, isn't it grand to be able to join in their happiness? Like everything else in the world, however, there is a price to pay for love. For the more happiness we derive from the existence of companionship of other human beings, the more vulnerable we are when there is any cause for apprehension. It takes courage to love. But pain through love is a purifying fire which those who live generously will know. We all know people who are so much afraid of pain that they shut themselves up like clams in a shell. And giving out nothing, receive nothing, and therefore shrink until life is a mere living death. I'm going to ask you to follow those words with a nice, happy, bright song, if you would, Joel.
Sure. This is a song from the Beatles.
Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need.
Thank you so much for that, Joe. My message this morning is entitled The Importance of Love. So what is love? We humans have tried to answer that question for ages. What is love? Quite a few years ago, my son Caden and I had the chance to see not only what love looks like, but what hate looks like as well. We went to Raleigh to attend the counter-rally to Westboro Baptist Church's attempt to bring hatred to Elizabeth Edwards' funeral. The people who gathered to counter-protest Westboro were from a multiplicity of backgrounds and carried signs with them proclaiming things like, God loves Elizabeth Edwards, hope, love thy neighbor, God is love, a number of equally inspiring signs. There was even one guy who had two giant boxes of hot coffee under each of his left arms, just sharing it with anybody who wanted some of it. And then on the other side of the road, Westboro arrived. Their signs read, God hates facts. Thank God for breast cancer. Elizabeth in hell. And other hate-filled messages. What is love? It's not those signs from Westboro. I can tell you that. And it certainly was part of the spirit of those gathering to show a collective disapproval of such hate-filled perspectives. Particularly on a day where a family was grieving. Events like that give us just a bit more understanding of love, but the question ultimately still stands, what is love? Those of us who grew up in the church may jump to this understanding of love. Love is patient. Love is kind. It's not jealous or conceited, rude or selfish. It does not take offense, nor is it resentful. It is always ready to trust, to excuse, to endure whatever comes. Yeah, in most religion, love is linked inextricably with God. The Christian texts say that love comes from God, and that God is love. In Islam, one of the names for Allah is Al-Wadud, or the loving one. And Baha'i teachings state that all genuine love is divine. I mean, that's kind of wonderful, isn't it? Love is all we need. As Sophocles once said, one word frees us from all the weight and all the pain in life, and that word is love. Well, here's the thing. I have to say, I disagree with Sophocles. Love simply does not free us of the pain in life. I'm not alone in believing this either. Let me share with you a brief excerpt from the children's book, The Velveteen Rabbit. The Velveteen Rabbit longed to become a real rabbit, not just a toy rabbit. What is real? The Velveteen Rabbit asked the toy horse one day as they were laying side by side the nursery fender before the maid came to tidy. Real isn't how you're made, said the skin horse. It's a thing that happens to you when a child loves you for a long time. Not just to play with, but really loves you. Then you become real. Does it hurt? Asked the rabbit. Sometimes, said the skin horse, for he was always truthful. C.S. Lewis saw this difficult reality of love as well. He says, To love at all is to be vulnerable. To love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything and your heart will certainly be wrung and possibly be broken. You want to make sure of keeping it intact. You must give your heart to no one, not even to an animal. Wrap it carefully round with hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in its casket, often of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. I have to agree. You know, as much as I love the song that Joel opened with today, I have to say, in its bouncy refrains of all you need to love, I kind of want to hear the echoing descant of an 80s rock ballad, Love Hurts. I guess I want it to be real. You see, when I hear today's scripture reading, love with all your heart and mind and soul, I want my first reaction to be real. I want it to kind of say, look, but I might get hurt. When I hear love your neighbor as yourself, part of me, the selfish part but wants to be real, says, no way. I mean, you're asking a little too much now. And you know, we all know this dark side of love. We plaster it subliminally throughout our language and words and concepts like love hurts, love lost, tough love hate, relationship, lovers quarrel, love sick, to love to hate. But when it comes to religion, well, I guess a lot of us want our religion to be shinier than that. We don't want the gleam of religiosity to be severely refracted by the reality of the dark side of love. Each of us, though, and some more easily than others, recognizes that the reality behind love is that in spite of all of its wonders, for the joy, the jubilation, the indescribable exaltation that our lives derive from it, love hurts. Real love can hurt, unlike any other hurt. So why love? Why set ourselves up for the pain, the suffering, the sacrifice? Why not follow the sardonic advice of C.S. Lewis and wrap our hearts, quote, carefully with hobbies and little luxuries, avoid all entanglements, lock it up safe in the casket or coffin of our selfishness? Why not? Why not do that? Well, let's go back to the Velveteen Rabbit. We left off with Rabbit asking a question. Does it hurt? Asked the rabbit. Sometimes, said the skin horse, for he was always truthful, when you are real, you don't mind being hurt. Does it happen all at once, like being wound up, he asked, or bit by bit? It doesn't happen all at once, said the skin horse. You become. It takes a long time. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair has been loved off. I'm not going to stare at anybody. And your eyes drop out, and you get loose joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all, because once you are real, you can't be ugly except to people who don't understand. So why love? Loving and being loved makes us real. Makes us authentic. And sometimes it makes our hair fall out. And yes, sometimes it hurts. Why love? Well, If we don't, as C.S. Lewis suggested, we'll become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. Why? Love? Because as many religions suggest, love, when we do it right, when we are real about it, love is the eternal in us. That's why. As the skin horse reminds us, being real with ourselves and with others doesn't happen all at once. It takes time, and sometimes by the time we start figuring out how to love others as we love ourselves, most of our hair has been loved off. Will it hurt? Sometimes. But when we are real with ourselves and with others, we don't mind being hurt because of love. When we get real about love, when we get real about loving ourselves and loving our neighbors, loving each one with gleeful abandon and full knowledge that along with the joy and the jubilation, that love hurts. When we get real about love, then and only then will we tap into a big part of the meaning of life. Then, like the Velveteen Rabbit, we will know what it means to be real. Standing on that street corner that Saturday as we offered a counter message to Westboro, we tried to be real about our love. Even though for some of us, seeing the hate of Westboro broke our hearts, sometimes love does hurt. But we were there to share our love. And while it still hurts, we knew that we were there for the right reasons and that we were only hurt because of love. And while there is still hurt and still hate in the world, just because of that time, there's a little more love in the world too. And that is the importance of love. Love reminds us, in spite of the hurt, in spite of the hate, there is something in the world that is greater than either, and all we need to do is be vulnerable enough to risk that hurt, to risk the hurt that may come with it, and to share love every chance we give. And maybe, particularly in the face of hate. Amen. Joe, I'm going to invite you forward if you would, sir. Share with us another of your songs.
So I'm not following Eleanor Roosevelt.
You got lucky this time.
I'm following you, though.
Yeah. Not the same. Not even close.
This is a song by Eric Clapton. Spend. That's not it. Spend the night at the crossroads, trying to read the signs, to tell me which way I must go to find the answer. All the time I know, plant my love and let it grow. Let it grow, let it grow. Let it blossom, let it flow. In the sun, the rain, the snow. Love is lovely. Let it grow, searching for a reason to check out on my mind, trying hard to find a friend who I can count on. There's nothing left to show, just plant your love and let it grow. Let it grow, let it grow. Let it blossom, let it grow.
the rain and snow. Love is lovely, let it grow. Time is getting shorter, there's much for you to do. Only ask and you will find what you are needing. The rest is up to you. Plant your love and let it grow. Let it grow, let it grow. Let it blossom, let it flow. In the sun, the rain, the snow. Love is lovely. Let it grow.
Once again, thank you so much. For the last several Sundays at this time in the service, I've shared, since my prayer book just came out, a prayer from the prayer book, and I'm going to do that again today. As I like to remind us, this is more of an inward time, turned moment in the service. So accept it as a prayer or as a meditation, and or just to be still and let the words come over you and do with them as you please, whatever feels right for you. This particular one is entitled On Belief and Love Amidst the Broken World. Let's bow our heads. As we look at the world, many issues rest heavy in our hearts and minds. We get frustrated and angry at the way things are going. At times we wish for some divine and immediate intervention. And when we don't see things happening this way we think they should be, we can be quick to dismiss the divine rather than look to our larger connection to each other. And the way that the connection, along with love, creates something larger than any one of us. We must work to stop our selfishness and our quick anger. Remind ourselves that love will work with us and through us for peace and hope. We must release ourselves from the traps of our here and now and learn to see the big picture of the power of love which spans all time. We must continue to knit back together the brokenness of this world through our acts of loving kindness. And we must remind ourselves that while the world can be seriously flawed, when it is filled with love, not only can we find healing for ourselves, but we can create safe and healing spaces for others also in need. And in that, there is hope. Amen. Receive this blessing. May you walk in harmony with each other and with creation, knowing that we are one. And may you know love and happiness throughout your life, and may your words and actions share that love and happiness with all of those you meet.